would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife and kids. And I did send the postcard today to George, because as I mentioned yesterday, the joy when I walked, joy I felt when I walked up the driveway yesterday after going to the farmer's market, it was so intense because, you know, again, the speed that I walk is ridiculous. My state of health and, you know, the fact that I am down 40 pounds, over 40 pounds from my peak, you know, that's, I think I'm in, you know, a pretty good state here. But then going down the driveway and looking at the house that I live in, it's kind of like the Lord has shown his grace tremendously because, you know, I'm paying like $30 more than I was paying at daybreak. And I have such a nice place. It's remarkable. Again, the Lord's grace is magnificent. And the thought I've had on that, and I shared that even with Chris today, the Lord has shown such magnificent grace to me in so many ways. The grace of reconciliation is not beyond him. And I do pray it's his plan. Just one thing. I did mention the one gentleman who is a whistleblower now from Facebook. Well, not Pinterest. The other one, Instagram, you know, which is, you know, owned by Facebook. But anyway, he came out. He's the one that raised about $400,000 in over the weekend. Last weekend, and then you know, he was summarily fired, and that was on video too. and it was interesting, but somebody else posted this, leaked a video of one of the internal high level meetings at Facebook, and you know, this time all Project Veritas did. No commentary. They just showed that meeting. And it's stomach turning. I mean, it was atrocious. And I think the point is, you know, I didn't deal with the same kind of power that is behind Facebook, because Facebook is a remarkably powerful institution. But I've dealt with these people in the past, people like this. And what concerns me is my kids will deal with these kind of people in the future. Are they prepared? Are they going to be minions? Or are they going to be obedient to Christ? Right now, the answer is obvious that they're being trained to be minions, isn't it? Let's change that. And let's change that together, please. My lady and my kids, I love you all.